living on a farm, you know, we kill lots of hogs, and we would take and cut that meat and take it and put it on tables and salt it down. Uh-huh. That's all preserved, do you know what I mean? And it was called a smokehouse. Then we had great big cribs that we kept the corn in, where we would, you know, fed the stock and raise that with. We raised most everything we ate.
Well, are there any other rooms that we hadn't talked about in your farmhouse?
No, I can't remember any in that farmhouse.
Were there any other things on the farm, you know, in the back, any other buildings of any kind?
Oh, we had lots of outbuildings, you know, the big barns and then the small barns, the smokehouse and the gear house. They had places they kept gear houses, and we even had in the outhouses too, you know. Uh-huh. What I mean? And we had places where they kept this wood dry to burn in the stove, too. You know, you had mm-hmm. to keep your wood dry to burn in the stove. Cut the wood, bring it in, and let it dry, and it burned better.
Uh-huh.
Called a woodshed. Then after I moved here, we had tractor sheds and all built on a granary down here where they kept their grain. And on each side, they had tractor sheds. And we had a big building out here that was called a shop. That's where they shod all the mules, put shoes on all the mules uh-huh. and things. And it's just wonderful to see the tools that they work with. And my husband, he shod a mule or two after we came here. We married in 42. And then we were gone for about 4 years during World War II. Then when we came back, we moved here because his mother was a nurse. And she, you know, nursed most of the time, and she was away, and they wanted somebody to be at the old home at all times, mm-hmm. not be left alone. We didn't rent it out. We rented out during the war, they did, but after the war, we moved here. It was already rented out in 45 when he came home from the Army, but in the latter part of 45, we moved back here, and from then on, we've always lived here. This place has been a state, mm-hmm. and his father came here when he was just a young boy, back in the early, about 1897, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. It's been in the family 80 years.
Well, when you were growing up, what was the main way of getting around?
We had cars, then it was rich enough to afford it, you uh-huh. know what I mean? But there wasn't too many people that had buggies and things, but they were a lot of buggies, you know what I mean? And a team of mules was very, people used a team of mules because that's the way they went most of the time during the week, because they were going from farm to farm doing something or helping someone, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The roads wasn't crowded at all then because everybody was at home working, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But most of the people that came from out of town, they came in a car because it was the only way they had. They didn't come in a wagon or a buggy.
Did you have to be a certain age back then to be able to operate a car?
I just don't remember. I never drove any whenever mm-hmm. I was young, and I just don't remember.
Did you
it don't seem
have?
Like. Well, I have learned to drive. I don't drive when I can get by with it, you know what I mean? I don't like driving that much.
Uh-huh.
I remember I went to Edwards Driving School here in Marietta. I was taking driver's training in order. My husband and I had a big camper, one of those poor campers, you know what I mean? We pulled on the back of our pickup with our boat, mm-hmm. going, stay a week at a time. We did a lot of traveling, and I was afraid we'd get somewhere with that pickup and something happened to him, you know what I mean? He could always drive me out. Well, we'd go in some of the awfulest places you ever seen in camp,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that I had learned to drive, and all if anything happened, I could get him out of there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That to me just seemed sensible. And I didn't want to learn to drive for any other reason but that.